conversation. And Swami Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has given more concession for us. You can take abundant of fruit, milk, curd, no harm. But do ekadasi. Don't take grain. But try to not to take more than two times or one time. One time is okay. If you are not able, and even you can take two times, but not three times, four times, five times, six times, and 1 kilo of juice, 1 kilo of rabdi, you know, rabdi. Again, mango, then the fruit juice, that orange juice, and after that, apple juice. And again, going on, don't give rest to stomach, always think. This will, that we should not fall like this. One or two times is sufficient, but half stomach, very little bit. Then it is a coffee, you can open it. Now I am coming to my subject. आदि लीला तृतीय परिच्छेद. I have explained anarpiti charing chirat karuneya vaterna kalo shamarapai sammunnato jalrasam swabhakti hari apura sundar dhut kadamba sandipita sada hridaya kandare spurati vasakina. I explained only two lines. Samarpayitum unnata ujjvalarasa. What is samarpayitum? Unnata ujjvalarasa. And also I explain swabhakti. Swabhakti means what? Swabhakti, what I told.
You're saying that Swami is one's very own.
That is Krishna's own.
Krishna's own. So Radhika is Krishna's very own beloved.
So Radhika Bhakti. Radhika's mood. What mood? Mahabhav. More than that. Rude, adi-rude. Modan, madan. These modes. Especially madan bhav, which was in Srimati Radhika. So Srimati Radhika was there. So the beauty, splendor of Srimati Radhika's bhakti. Not full. Unnat Ujjvalaras. The beauty of that Srimati Radhika's mood of Mahabhava. Like Rupa Goswami, Rupa Manjari, Raghunath Das Goswami. I told that a sloka, Padap Yostava Vinam Vardashyam. Like this. I want not to be your Sakhi, O Radhike. I want to be your eternal maid servant. There is no maid servant in by Kuntu, what to tell of their impression. All are Sakhis, very beloved Sakhis. So, Swabhakti Sriyan, Sriya means the beauty. What was that beauty? To serve Srimati Radhika. In the guidance of Srimati Radhika, bending towards Radhika, to serve consumers. This is Sri. Beauty of that Bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to sprinkle this thing, Swabhakti. That is Raga Anuga Marga. Raga Marga Sikhaite. It will come later on. Hariha Kurat. Hari has two meanings. What? One lion. So many meanings. But here, too many. Hari means himself Krishna, he's so attractive, especially by his four things, that is Venu Madhuri, Rupa Madhuri, Leela Madhuri, even not in Narayan, not in Ram. This, so he is Hari. Hari means to take away, to stole away. Krishna, by his four sweet things, he takes and stoles the pure heart of any devotee. So he is called Hari. He can take all our offenses, ignorance, all our sins, bad activities, unwanted things. So he is called Hari. So Hari means to loin also. And that stealing everything. And here, so Hariha Purata Sundara Dutika Dambasan Divita. Purata Sundara Dutikan Dambasan. He took the inner mood. Transitive, no, what? Inner mood? Inner mood of Radhika. That is Mahabhava. More than Mahabhava, Madan. Which is only in Srimati Radhika. And also he took the splendor, body, and he has become Hari. Hari means Gaur Hari. Yeah. So, Sada Hridaya Kandare, Kandara means?
Care.
Like if there is dangerous any mad elephant in a cave, and if he smells a
lion.
He smells anything of any tiger or lion. Gandha means?
Smell.
He often at once run away from there. Quit that place. Otherwise, the lion will attack that elephant, mad elephant, and he will kill. So, that Hari, Krishna Hari should come in my heart, that he will take my all ignorance, also offense, or like mad elephants, he will take all and he will burn or destroy them. And in other meaning, Hariha, that Hari should come in my heart who Sakinandan, taking the beauty and inner modes of Srimati Radhika. He should come in my heart and he should take my heart, he stole my heart, and he should clarify, smooth and make so fragrant and sweet. And then I will realize what is conjugal love. And then I will offer myself in the lotus feet of conjugal, especially blending towards Srimati. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can. Purna Bhagavan, Krishna Brajendra Kumar. What Swamiji has written, you can read the meaning of this slok.
Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Braj, is the supreme Lord. He eternally enjoys transcendental pastimes in his eternal abode, Golok, which includes Brajadham.
You should have a meaning of Golok, Vrindavan Braja. But also in Golok. In Golok, Dwarka, Mathura, Braja.
In the previous chapter, it has been established that Krishna, the son of Brajendra, the king of Braj, is the supreme personality of Godhead with six opulences. He eternally enjoys transcendentally variegated opulences on his planet, which is known as Golok. The eternal pastimes of the Lord in the spiritual planet Krishna Lok are called aprakat, or unmanifested pastimes, because they are beyond the purview of the conditioned souls. Lord Krishna is always present everywhere, but when he is not present before our eyes, he is said to be aprakat, or unmanifested.
Purna Bhagman Krishna Brajendra Kumar Goloke Brajar Sahit Nitya Vihar. You should read the meaning.
Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Braj, is the supreme lord. He eternally enjoys transcendental pastimes in his eternal abode, Golok, which includes Brajadham.
You should know that clearly, that Brajadham is one, Advaya Tattva. But like Krishna, how many Krishna? How many Krishna? You cannot count. Being in Golok Vrindavan, also in Dwarka, also in Mathura, same times in Vrindavan, same time in Prakat Braja, that is in this world. And after that, the Leela is passing on from one universe to another, and there is, here is Bal Krishna and there is Kishore Krishna. After that, Dwarka Leela, so lakhs and lakhs Krishna. Lakhs, not only.
Uncountable.
Nanda Baba is like that. Everywhere Nanda Baba is there. Everywhere Yashoda Maiya is uncounted. You cannot. Any Brahma or Baldev Prabhu himself, Sankarsan, may count the dust of whole world and all the stars, even the
fog,
dust. But anyone cannot count the glories of Krishna. How Krishna and how he is manifest. So in Golok and here both, this is Prakat Praja, but now not Prakat. When Krishna come to descend to this world, it is called Prakat Praja. Then at that time, do you think that Golok Vrindavan is empty from Krishna? Krishna is not there? No, Krishna is also there. Also here. And when a pastime of Krishna goes from this world to another, here empty? Not. Even today, Krishna is in Vrindavan, playing and doing all this. Kono kono bhagyavan, and very fortunate country. You should try to be fortunate to see Krishna here, and then you can go there and serve here. If you are not serving Krishna here in his Prakat Leela, you can't go. But there is something sharp.
Condition.
If you know Krishna, that he is supreme personality of Godhead, he is Lord, and we are at conditioned soul, you cannot enter in that realm in Braja. So he comes, descends in this world in one day of Brahma, one time. অতীন হইয়া পরে প্রকট বিহার সত্য ত্রেতা দ্বাপর কলি যুগ চারি জানি সেই চারি যুগে দিব্য এক যুগে মানি একহত্তর যুগে এক মনমন্ত্র চৌদ মনমন্ত্রে ব্রহ্মা দিবস ভিতর এক
যুগ We know that there are four ages, yugas, namely Satya, Treta, Dwarpa and Kali. These four together comprise one Divya Yuga. 71 Divya Yugas constitute one Manvantara. There are 14 Manvantaras in one day of Brahma.
Purport
by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. A Manvantara is the period controlled by one Manu. The reign of 14 Manus equals the length of one day, 12 hours, in the life of Brahma. And the night of Brahma is of the same duration. These calculations are given in the authentic astronomy book known as the Surya Siddhant. This book was compiled by the great professor of astronomy and mathematics, Bimo Prasad Datta, later known as Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, who was our merciful spiritual master. He was honored with the title Siddhanta Saraswati for writing Surya Siddhant, and the title Goswami Maharaj was added when he accepted sannyas, the renounced order of life.
अष्टाविंश चतुर्युगे द्वापर शेषे ब्रजर सहित कृष्ण प्रकाश कृष्ण डिसेंड विथ होल ब्रज बट ब्रज लिव्स ऑल्सो देयर नॉर्थ साइड ओ कम्स बोथ आर ट्रू ट्रांसेंडेंटल सो ही कम्स हियर समवन लाइक साजी बाबा जी दे टेल दे हैव देयर सिद्धांत that in this prakat braj, that in when Krishna descends here in this prakat braj, then it is called braj, and there is no upapati bhav, no ujjwal ras, and there are some leelas that here they are special, not going there. Understand?
Yeah.
But it is not true. They are telling that there is no Parthiya Bhav there, only in this. There are only Swakiya Bhav. What is the meaning?
What is love?
Married.
What? Parthiya Bhav or Swakiya Bhav?
Oh, no, I told that there is no Parthiya Bhav in that Aprakat Braj. Only this Parthiya Bhav is for some days in this Prakat Prajna. What is the meaning? They tell. But it is quite wrong. If there is not in that Prajna, Aprakrit Prajna, Golok Prajna, how they can come here? That is why he has written, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Brajera Shahi, for the most, all the modes which are there. With all Krishna descent. So Parthiya Bhav must be there. If Parthiya Bhav is not there, then something is lacking in Krishna pastime. So it must be there. It is more than marriage system, relation between wife and husband. Eternal, like that. That is beloved mood is there. What is written in Gopal Mantra, Gopijan Alabhaya, that is the thing. Dasa Sakha Bhatsalya Shringa, he has told Shringa. What is the meaning of Shringa? It concludes everything, Swakiya Bhav, Parkiya Bhav, all kinds of modes of all the gopis, like Srimati Radhika, Lalita Vishakha, Chandravali, Padma, Sabdya, Shamla, Bhadra, all kinds of. So all the moods are there. And taking all the moods, Dasya Sakha Bhatsalya Shringa Chari Ras, Chari Bhavir Bhakta, Jata Krishna Tar Vas, Dasya Sakha Pita Mata Prayasi Ganandaya, Braja Kira Kare, Krishna Prema Vishdhaya. You can read the meaning. Up to
servitude, dasya, friendship, sakya, parental affection, vatsalya, and conjugal love, sringar, are the four transcendental mellows, rasas. By the devotees who cherish these four mellows, Lord Krishna is subdued. Absorbed in such transcendental love, Lord Krishna enjoys in Braj with his devoted servants, friends, parents, and conjugal lovers.
चीर काल भक्ति चीर काल नहीं करी प्रेम भक्ति दान भक्ति बिना ब्रज जगतेर नहीं अवस्था हैव नॉट व्हाट डोनेटेड यू शुड रीड
फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम आई हैव नॉट
हाउ मच लॉन्ग टाइम
वन डे फ्रॉम
हर फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम आई हैव नॉट बिस्टोड अनअलॉयड लविंग सर्विस टू मी अपॉन द इनहैबिटेंट्स ऑफ द वर्ल्ड विदाउट सच लविंग अटैचमेंट the existence of the material world is useless.
সকল জগতে মরে করে বিধি ভক্তি, বিধি ভক্তি ব্রজভাব পাইতে নাহি শক্তি।
Everywhere in the world, people worship me according to scriptural injunctions, Vaidhi Bhakti. But simply by following such regulative principles, one cannot attain the loving sentiments of the devotees in Brajabhumi.
Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhakti was there, Parasar was there, Vyas was there, Shandilya, so many were there, Chatushan were there, after that Madhvacharya, Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya. Before that, Alvars were there in South India, so many Alvars, 10 Alvars, Ramanuj, so Jamunacharya, all were so. Goda Devi, you know, from whom Godavari came, like Ganges came from Ganga, so Godavari. They are all very high classes of Bhakti. So Bhakti was there. Also they were chanting names and glorifying in Sankirtan was also there. But they are all Nam Sankirtan, and this Bhakti used to direct them to Vaikunth, not Braja Bhakti. They could not enter in the realm of Braja. So with Bhakti, this Bhakti, Vidhi Bhakti, we cannot go to Braja. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only to preach this Vidhi Bhakti. He is going to tell proof that never. But if he was doing only that, coming in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not following this Chaitanya Chaitamrita, not following Swamiji that has written or translated, then I think that we are not following him. We should try to go deep and to follow him. Real heart mode, we should try. We cannot do like that what is written here. But we should have a great prayer that, oh, I should have a pure bhakti like what he is telling. Oh, I want Raganda bhakti. I want prema bhakti which lead me to Vaikuntha. I want to serve Krishna like, oh, friends like Dham, Sridham, Sudham, Madhumangal, Sto Krishna Shubal and Madhumangal. I want to love Krishna like dear son, like Nanda Baba and Yashoda. I want to love Krishna and to serve Krishna like all the gopis, Lalita, Vishakha, Chandra and all, especially Srimati Radha. Greed has no value, price. We can have a greed that I want to marry Clinton's daughter. Anyone can say? I know that I cannot marry. But if I have greed like those, that I want to marry one, I will only marry to her. So, if there is no ban on this greed, and if a man has greed, pure greed, transcendental greed, that I want to serve Krishna like Gopis. Is there any harm? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to sprinkle this mercy, this pain. So he is telling, Vidhi Bhakti, Vidhi Bhakti. What is Vidhi Bhakti? In the control of Shastra. If I am not remembering Krishna, I am not chanting Krishna, I am not doing serving Krishna, then I will have to go hell. This is a fear, and that is I am done. I have no taste, I have no nishtha, but yet I am going serving Krishna by this way, by that way. That is Vaidhi Bhakti. Like Prahlad Maharaj has told to his father, Shramanam Kirtanam Vishnu Shramanam. He has no taste for this, but even he is doing, it is bhakti. It may be not pure bhakti, but pure bhakti, what is pure bhakti? Raganuga bhakti. Or Ragatmi bhakti is pure bhakti. Vaiti bhakti is not pure bhakti. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur has told in his bhakti, commentary of this very fire he has told. And Raganuga bhakti, hearing something, the pastimes of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the pastimes of gopis, how they are serving Krishna, like Damodar Leela, like all others. And he has a little greed for that, I want to serve Krishna or conjugal in this way. This greed is the qualification to be a Raganuga bhakti. Krishna bhakti rasabhavita mati kriyatam kutopi jadi labdhate tatra laulyam api mulyam ekalam jan koti sukritatna labdhate. If you are doing vaidhi bhakti for lakhs and lakhs and lakhs years, it is no guarantee that you will have this brajmod. No guarantee at all. It can be attained only by this hearing, serving the Vaishnavas whose heart is saturated with love and affection of Krishna. Like Raya Ramananda, Sarup Damodar, like Rupa Goswami, like the followers of Rupa Goswami. So if you will hear the pastime, then this greed may come. And then we will follow Raga Nugava. And by this we can go to Brajat. Otherwise, Koti Janme Kare Jadi Saman Kirtan Sabutana Paya Krishna Padet. You should write this here. Koti Janme Jadi Kare Saman Kirtan. If you are hearing, chanting, meditating, doing all nine kinds of bhaktis, or 64 kinds of bhakti, doing all, it is not certain that you will go to Braja and serve Krishna. Then you should think that, but I am so much offender. There is something holy in my bhakti. I am not associating with very bona fide, rasi, tattva vaishnava, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Rupa Goswami. So I should try for that. Don't follow anyone like this, that my father has made a well. Long since it has become 50 years, I am taking the water and drinking that water. But now some worms and insects have been in this well. But my father has done, so I must take it.
At that time it was pure.
But now it has been polluted. So we should. Krishna has given some intelligence. You can give some medicine in that. You should purify as then did. And if you are not doing and only drinking and drinking, my father has done, then you will die at once. So many ropes and some disease will come. So we should think Krishna has given intelligence. So he is so merciful. You should try to utilize this. And if you are like a bhed,
ships.
Less than ships are going, and there is a very narrow river,
creek.
Not so much water, but anyone is not going across that river, the shipman took one and
throw it
there. She went on that side, and all left and left.
Yes.
Began to fall. We are not like this. Krishna has given intelligence. And we have come in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is bad? What is good? We should try to know. A man told that, where are your ears? A crow came. I saw that he took your ears and he's running here and then flying. And I began to fall. Not think that my ear is here. One is hearing. So Krishna has given us independent freedom and free knowledge and everything. We should decide ourselves. If you are not deciding, you should pray Krishna. He is so merciful. He is Chaitya Guru. He will give intelligence. He has told in Bhagavad Gita, what? Dadami Bhuti Yoga. And Chaitya Bapusha, he has written in Srimad Bhagavatam. His Sikha Guru and Diksha Guru, Mahanta Guru also, Krishna. So we should have a strong belief in this. We should try to know the modes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why he came? What is the mode of Rupanu, Vaishnava, Rupa Goswami? We should try to know. Today, this Gaur. Radharaman Giridhari Giridhari Shyama Manohari
Radharaman Giridhari Giridhari Shyama Manohari Radharaman Giridhari Giridhari Shyama Manohari
Yeah, right.